Yeah, what's going on, y'all? It's your boy Big June here with another episode of the Smokers Lounge, where sports discussions become sports debates and so on, man. Yeah, how y'all doing, man? I want to say thank you for all the love and feedback and support I've been getting, man. You know, everybody check out that LeBron Legacy episode I got out right now, man. Shout out to the Lakers, the Dodgers, and the Tampa Bay Lightning for winning their championships in their respective sports. You know, I've been getting a lot of play talking about I should come up with a greatest wide receiver or top five of all time. And that's where, you know, I started to get leery because, you know, you got to really get into research. And some people might feel insulted by now someone being excluded and stuff like that. So I just come up with my situationals of who I think of my era that I witnessed as a fan growing up from a boy to a man. So I came up with who's the greatest between Michael Jordan and LeBron. Who's the greatest quarterback with Joe Montana versus Tom Brady? So I decided to, take my friend's advice and hit you with the who's the greatest wide receiver. Is it Randy Moss or is it T.O., Terrell Owens? You know, both Hall of Famers, so shout out to them. Both phenomenal when they suited up every Sunday. No matter what team they suited up for, man. You knew what you were going to get when T.O. was on the field or Randy Moss was on the field. If Randy Moss, you know, you blink, you might miss it. 60, 70-yard bomb split just like that. That's how special that man was on the field, man. And they still have no knock on T.O. because he was fabulous and phenomenal himself. And his greedy performance in the Super Bowl goes down for the ages. You feel me? So, you know, again, you know, this is where the debate begins for me because I'm, like, confused of who else I should side with. Maybe at the end of this episode, I'll lean more in one direction. But right now, you know, your boy Big Joe, man. You know, he's split in the middle, man. I'm looking at some of these numbers that I'm about to give y'all, and it's just phenomenal. It's phenomenal. For them to sustain the excellence they had in their careers, respectively, 16 seasons for T.O., 14 for Randy Moss, it's phenomenal. So, you know, I'm going to give you these numbers. Start off with T.O. Drafted in 1996 in the third round at the University of Chattanooga by the San Francisco 49ers. Terrell Owens played 16 seasons in the NFL with the 49ers, Eagles, the Cowboys, Bills, Bengals, and Seahawks. He was a six-time Pro Bowler in 2000 through 2004 and 2007, a five-time first team from 2000 through 2002, 2004, 2007. A three-time NFL receiver leader in touchdowns in 2001, 2002, and 2006. NFL's 2000 All-Decade Second Team, San Francisco 49er Hall of Famer. T.O. finished with career receptions of 1,078 with 15,934 career receiving yards, with 153 career receiving touchdowns that ranks third in NFL history with receiving yards and receiving touchdowns, respectively. With an average of 14.8 yards per reception, I'm also going to throw T.O.'s number out of his Super Bowl performance with torn ligaments and all the shit that was going on with him. 14 targets, 9 catches, 122 yards. Unfortunately, no touchdown in a losing cause against the Patriots in the Super Bowl. But a gutsy, gritty performance goes down from one of the ages of the NFL, right? Now, let me give you some of Randy Moss's numbers. Drafted in the first round with the 21st pick out of the University of Marshall by the Minnesota Vikings in 1998. Randy Moss holds the single-season record for touchdowns with 23 in 2007, holds the record for the single-season touchdown receptions by a rookie with 17 in 1998. A six-time Pro Bowler from 1998 through 2000, 2002, 2003, 2007. A four-time first-team All-Pro, 98, 2000, 2003, 2007. Also snatching the Pro Bowl MVP award in 1998. NFL's 100th anniversary all-team, all-time member. NFL's 2000 All-Decades team. NFL Comeback Player of the Year award in 2007. Five-time led the NFL in touchdown receptions in 1998, 2000, 2002, 2007, and 2009. Also inducted to the Minnesota Vikings Ring of Honor and was the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year in 1998. I'm also going to give you some of his college numbers. 1996 National Champion. Fred Biletnikoff Award, if I pronounce his name right, in 1997. All-American in 1997. MAC Conference MVP in 1997, as well as winning the MAC Conference Offensive Player of the Year Award in 1997. And I'm also going to give you his numbers against the Giants in the Super Bowl. Targeted 12 times, 5 receptions for 62 yards and a touchdown in a losing effort against the New York Giants in the Super Bowl. Randy Moss finished with 982 career receptions, 15,292 career reception yards, with an average of 15.6 yards per reception. Both Hall of Famers, man. I gave you the numbers. Randy Moss, 156 career touchdowns, was ranked second all-time. Terrell Owens with 153 career receiving touchdowns, which ranks third, respectively. You know, phenomenal numbers, man. Phenomenal careers from both of them. So I'm going to say both were troublemakers and conducted themselves off and on the field in a certain way that, you know, was disruptive for their career. And some would say that, you know, his behavior in Oakland almost derailed Randy Moss's career. And, you know, T.O., the issues he had, you know, were well documented, from his 49ers to the Cowboys to the Eagles and so on, man. It was what it was when it came to T.O., but no one can deny the talent that both of them displayed on a Sunday. Every Sunday, they gave you their best. Every Sunday, you knew you were going to take their best. The defense game plan was centered around T.O. How do you stop Terrell Owens? How do you stop Randy Moss? It was a must-see, right? From Randy Moss' early days in Minnesota with Dante Culpepper, Chris Carter, showing him the ropes. You know, that team, you know, unfortunately, didn't hit the high mountaintop in the NFL, but was very entertaining. And they had one of the most phenomenal seasons as well. And, you know, unfortunately, again, in the NFL, stands for not for long, man. So, you know, unfortunately, that trio was broken up. And, you know, shout out to Chris Carter, the Hall of Famer as well, with Dante Culpepper, man, for the productions he had with Minnesota. And that team was definitely scary. And, you know, Terrell Owens, man, from Donovan McNabb to Tony Romo. It was also a must-see when he was in the NFC East, right? So, you know, those numbers he put up on a constant basis, man, were phenomenal. And yes, he was a headache at times and did cause a lot of controversy. And if you don't believe me, all you got to do is go on ESPN or hit YouTube, Google it. But there's no denying that he was a phenomenal wide receiver. Listen, this is where the debate gets kind of blurry for your boy Big June, man. But I was leaning one way when I first decided to do the episode. I'm not going to say who I was leaning on the side of, but I will tell you this. I respect both of them and admire their careers they had. And salute to them, man. Once again, man, your boy Big June, Smokers Notch Podcast, man. Shout out to Randy Moss, man. You know, one of his famous lines, man. I live by this quote, man, to this day. You know, this is what we do, man. Hey, yo, straight cash, homie. That's what I do. I don't leave a paper trail. You feel me, Randy? Well, we'll talk about that in another episode, man. And you know your boy T.O., man, with his infamous lineup, that's my quarterback, you know. But you could always get your pom-poms and your popcorn ready, man, because it was showtime when them two men were on the field, man. And it was definitely a treat to witness their career, man, and see how it unfolded. And yes, they both made Super Bowl appearances, and unfortunately, neither of them won one. But it still doesn't take away nothing from their fabulous careers, man. I gave you the numbers on both receivers, man. 14 years for Randy Moss, 16 for Terrell Owens, man. Different teams, same situation. They were just getting it done. They played on a different high level, man. You know, T.O. was learning from one of the greatest, if the greatest, in Jerry Rice. And Randy Moss' mentor and Chris Carter wasn't no slouch himself, man. Two of the greatest wide receivers ever, man. I might do that debate too, man, but you know everybody's going to vote on the Jerry Rice side, man. But shout out to Chris Carter, man. You had a fabulous career as well, man. And you know, some of those teams, man, it was just must-see T. And I also thought that the Cowboys with T.O. Randy and would take it there. I thought they'll make at least one Super Bowl appearance with him and Romo. But you know, when he went to Philly, him and McNabb, that was a scary combo, man. And if they could have kept their egos in check, they might have made another appearance in the Super Bowl, man, if it wasn't broken up so fast, man. See, some say, man, T.O. was a real controversy and a real cancer in the locker room, man. And some would say that derailed his induction into the Hall of Fame as well. But he did get in, you know, getting inducted in 2016. Shout out to him. But that was the report on T.O., man. Great receiver, big headache. You know, some say Randy Moss reminded people of Allen Iverson when he first entered the league, you know, with the thug persona. And, you know, the entourage and some of the antics off the field, man, you know, would derail a lot of careers, man. And fortunately for both of them, you know, the talent level was so high that teams didn't give up on them. And would you give up on a talent such as Randy Moss? And the season he was there with Oakland, you know, when it looked like all hope was lost. And then he resurrected his career in New England, man. Him and Tom Brady pulling record up monumental record numbers that year in 2007. You know, it was phenomenal, right? 23 touchdowns, receiving for Randy Moss. Oh, phenomenal. And I'm not going to lie, man. Your boy Big June is a Jet fan. But I'm not going to lie. I was rooting for the New England Patriots at that time. Because, you know, as a fan, when will you witness perfection? You know, it's hard in football. We're talking about the National Football League. When will you see a perfect season? You know, shout out to the Dolphins, but I wasn't alive when the Miami completed that feat. And, you know, Don Shula and all that, rest in peace, one of the legends. But I'm as a fan, because I do dislike the Patriots and the Giants. The disdain is real for both teams. You know, shout out to them for doing it so much that way. And sticking it to my Jets and everyone else in the AFC East for years, man. For decades, excuse me. But, you know, as a fan, no hatred, no Jet. As a fan, yes, I did root for the Patriots. I did want to see perfection. You know, at the end of the day, I was happy with the results. You know, I am a New Yorker, but I also drew a side. And, you know, I'm a Jet. And I never really had nothing against the Giants, but some of the fans were so arrogant that, you know, it made me want to hate them and just shit on them. You feel me? So, you know, they won the Super Bowl. Denied the Patriots the perfect season. But again, I said it as a fan. As an NFL fan, yes, I did root for the Patriots, man. Your boy Big June, I'm sorry. I have to apologize. That is my confession. But listen, man. That season, Tom Brady, Randy Moss, one of the greatest combos ever, right? Where does that combo fall in NFL history? With the Montanans, Jerry Rice? With the Peyton Manning, Marvin Harrison? You shout out to Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt, man. Larry Fitzgerald, some of the great wide receivers I've seen come up to as well, man. You know, Megatron before he retired. You know, there's a lot of talented players like Andre Johnson for the Texans for so many years. You know, A.J. Green. You know, I witnessed, you know, Michael Irvin and them boys. You know, Jerry. You know, Jerry, John Taylor. You know, I grew up in that era. So, you know, I appreciate all the great, the physical wide receivers. And, you know, T.O., you know, he learned and came from that system, man. And you remember when he got drafted, he wasn't the one who was drafted to take over and take over for Jerry Rice. It was actually J.J. Stokes. Remember him? Shout out to J.J. Stokes, man. But obviously, we knew who had the better career from them two. And T.O. was just a tremendous talent. Because you remember the 49er playoff performance? The big hit he took as he corralled that touchdown. All the antics that he did on the field. Where they agitated the defense, the fans. Whatever it was, he still was getting it done. And he's getting it done on a high rate. And shout out to T.O., man, for real, man. Shout out to both of them, man. Shout out to everybody out there in the NFL, man. That's, you know, in that caliber of league that we can have a discussion about them, man. And just, you know, admire the career they had and applaud them for everything they have accomplished on the field, man. It's just phenomenal when you think about 16 seasons for Terrell Owens, 14 seasons for Randy Moss at the wide receiver position in a league that stands for not for long. It was just phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. And I'm looking at these numbers again that I gave you earlier, man, and I'm just like, wow. These two dudes, man, second and third, respectively, in touchdown receptions, man, in NFL history, man. 156 for Randy Moss, 153 for T.O., man. You know, what shit with T.O. was, you know, that performance in the Super Bowl. You know, it was in a losing effort. And yes, he didn't corral a touchdown, but 9 catches, 122 yards. Some say on a broken foot, torn ligaments in his ankle. Whatever the case might be, it still goes down as one of the gutsiest, greediest performances in NFL history, man. Whether visiting a regular season game, the playoffs, or the Super Bowl, man. They don't make dudes like T.O. no more, man. And you know, yes, he did get blackballed out the league. People were tired of his antics, but that man was in phenomenal shape. No one could deny that. And was still producing at a high level with Buffalo, with the Bengals. You know, speaking of the Bengals, man, shout out to Chad Johnson, man. And TJ Husmansada, if I pronounce his name right, man. See, that's my era right there. That's when I was growing up. That's when I loved the game, and I still love the game, man. But unfortunately, man, my team ain't been the same, man. You know, I also grew up watching Al Toon, you know, Wayne Corbett, Keyshawn Johnson, just give me the damn ball. Shout out to Keyshawn, man. Always keeping it real with us Jet fans, too, man. But, you know, it was always showtime when Randy Moss was on that field. It was always a must-see when Terrell Owens stepped on that field, man. Two of the greatest wide receivers ever, man. Goes down, do it. Any era, look it up, man. Put them up. Discuss it, debate it. It is what it is, man. One thing you won't deny, the greatness in both wide receivers, man. You know, inducted to the Hall of Fame. Well-deserved for both of them, man. And T.O., you know, he might be trying to suit up somewhere right now, if you let him, in the Canadian League or some shit like that, man. And, you know, obviously Randy Moss, man, he was so special that he even got his own little segment on ESPN, man. You've been mossed. You feel me? And shout out to Randy Moss, son, man. I think he just got drafted in the league, too. Hopefully he has a productive career as his pops did, man. And it's just phenomenal talent when you look at it now. As an elder, you know, my son's, his son is in the league now. It's just crazy. That's a shout out to his testament to their greatness, man. The DNA in them, man. Randy Moss, phenomenal, man. 156 career touchdowns, man. 982 career receptions, man. Over 15,000 career reception yards, bro. The list goes on and on, bro. It's just crazy, man. You know, I didn't even have stats in college for T.O. You know, the university he played. And I guess, you know, sometimes you can't judge a book by its cover. And I can't draft it in the third round. But look at the career he panned out. He turned out with phenomenal. 16 seasons, man. Playing at a high level. 6-time Pro Bowler. 5-time All-Pro. Third all-time career touchdowns with 153. Also with over 15,000 yards receiving. Yards. It's crazy, man. Just when you think about the shit, man. It's just like, wow. And I witnessed it, man. We all witnessed it. If you my age or you in that group, you witnessed greatness, man. You witnessed 1-2 punch as far as wide receivers it goes down. And I know, you know, the Isaac Bruce, the Torrey Holmes, the Larry Fitzgerald, and all that, man. Maybe I should get into who's the greatest tight end, man. But this right here, it needed to be done. It's not really much of a debate. Because I'm going to tell you who I'm rolling with. I'm going to roll with Randy Moss. To me, Randy Moss is the greatest wide receiver that I witnessed. Just some of them highlights, man. Like the other day, I seen the meme. And it was 3 catches, 100 and something yards with 3 touchdowns. 3 catches, 3 touchdowns. Now, I'm not taking that away from T.O. and saying he couldn't put up those numbers, but it was just phenomenal. You throw it up, and there was a great chance that Randy Moss was coming down with that football. You know, T.O. was more of a physical, I'm going to go through the middle, I'm going to bust your shit, I'm going to run you over type of wide receiver. You know, so the stats wasn't really the same, but the results were. They were both phenomenal. They both couldn't be stopped. And, you know, your boy Big June, you know, shout out to T.O., man, because I really, you know, thought I was going to lean on his side. But when I start looking at the numbers just speak for themselves, man. And like I say all the time, man, you can't go against with some black and white. And black and white is they're both phenomenal. They're probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the list of the wide receivers, man. I don't know where you rank them at. I don't know exactly where I would rank them at. Because I always going to have Jerry Rice as my number one wide receiver, man. But you know what? I might just be giving you the top 3 right there, man. You know, Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, man. That's my top 3. And that's my era. I mean, again, shout out to Steve Largent and some of the older great wide receivers that, you know, I unfortunately didn't get to see. But, you know, nothing away for them, the Don Maynard and all that. But listen, man, I'm just talking about what I witnessed, what I've seen as a fan in my 42 years on this earth, man. You know, I seen some of Jerry, him and Joe Montana, him and Steve Young light it up, Super Bowls, you know. I seen Terrell Owens, man, come of age, become his own man, become his own star. I see Randy Moss, the you know, he fell in the draft. People were afraid of him. You know, again, someone